You're listening to the Household of Christ podcast. Be encouraged and inspired as we dive into God's word.
Amen, ladies. Say, blessed is she who believed. Say, blessed is she who believed. And if you're a gentleman in the house, you say, blessed is he who believed. Amen. Blessed is she who believed. When I started preparing the sermon for today, I didn't even know what I'm going to say around blessed and blooming. But I thought, Lord, what is it that you want for today? And the Lord gave me a sermon topic, blessed is she who believed. Amen. Today we take a moment to value the Jesus we see in each godly woman. Look at those around you. You are godly women. Amen. But what are godly women? In a world of constant change, a godly woman anchors herself in Jesus. Not just on a Sunday, but Monday to Sunday. She's anchored in the truth of what Jesus says she is. Ladies, are you in the house this morning? Amen. If I say something like that, I'm speaking word and I'm telling you, if you shout an amen, which means so be it, even if it isn't, we're speaking it into existence. Amen? Amen. Sometimes we don't feel anchored, but we have to do it in faith. Sometimes we don't feel secure, we have to do it in faith. Amen. Sometimes when I say godly women, you're like, ugh, I'm not a godly woman. I'm telling you, if you've got on the inside of you, you're a godly woman. Amen. Amen. So a godly woman lives a life of worship, rooted in Christ, knowing that the grace is sufficient and his power is perfected in her weakness. Amen. Amen. You see, what I'm saying doesn't resonate in your heart because you don't believe it. Because when I say things like that, the enemy has so many times told you what you're not. And so many times you've chosen to believe him that that's become who you are. Amen? Because as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So if I say godly woman, you say? Amen. And if I say you're a godly woman that pursues wisdom and passion and teaches in kindness, what do you say? Amen. That's sounding better because we're getting a little bit of faith. Amen? A godly woman fears the Lord. And she bows her knee to him daily. Amen. Amen. A godly woman's conversations with her God run deep. And they are real. Amen. She brings her heart before him. Her celebrations, her heartaches, her victories, her fears, her worries. Every day, every moment she comes and she lays them down at the altar in front of her Jesus. Amen. Can I say she allows her God to gently shape her character? Amen. Amen? Refining her rough edges to become a little bit more polished, that she can be a little bit more of a polished vessel for Jesus. Amen. Who has a rough edge? We all have a rough edge. Amen. That's why we need Jesus Christ to polish us. Amen. But if we take time in his presence, it's so easy because he loves to polish us, to make us more like him. Because the more he rubs off on us, the more we start shining like Jesus. And then when somebody bumps us, guess what? They bump a little bit of Jesus. Amen. So a godly woman walks in forgiveness. But you know what? By faith, every single time somebody offends me, I will walk in forgiveness as a godly woman. Amen. Because the devil will not take up space in my heart or in my mind with his bitterness, his resentment, his hatred, and his hurts, and murder, and all those ugly things that he brings along when I decide not to obey the word of God. Amen? So a godly woman forgives, and she uses the power of her language to build up her children, and to build up her husband, amen? And to build up her friends, and to build up her colleagues. When somebody touches a godly woman, they touch a little bit of Jesus. Can I hear an amen from a godly woman in the house today? Amen. Amen. So you see, ladies, Jesus at the center of your life. Whether you like it or not, you are a godly woman. And you are a woman after God's own heart. You see, every woman who met Jesus in the Bible, her life was changed. I looked at every woman in the Bible. I drove my husband nuts this week. All I spoke about were women in the Bible. How many women? When they spoke? How they spoke? Why did they speak? Why did they not speak? When did they say? When were they? Where were they not? Why were they there? Because women were always on Jesus' heart. You see, in the time of the Bible, we see a young girl. We see a preteen. Teenagers. We see a preteen. Young ladies, you are already a godly woman. Amen? The problem is the world doesn't tell you that. And the bigger problem is you believe it. Amen? We see middle-aged women. We see older women. We see rich women. We see poorer women. We see women of middle class. We see widowed women. We see single women. We see married women. We see divorced women. Can I carry on? While I was reading the Bible, I saw, we see unhappy women, we see overwhelmed women, we see disabled women, we see sick women, and we see those with chronic illnesses. You see, where do you find yourself this morning in my definition of all the women I kind of found in the Bible? Somewhere between all of those is you. Amen? And when you encounter Jesus, your life will change, because no matter where you are or what your problem is, one touch from Jesus and everything changes. Amen? Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand. Amen? When I looked further in the Word, I saw that many of these ladies had names. Elizabeth, Anna, Joanna, Susanna, Martha, Mary, Tabitha, Roa, Eunice, Damas, Priscilla, Drusilla, Bernice, Phoebe, Junior, Trophenia, Trophosa, Julia, and Chloe. What does this tell you this morning? Just as every individual possesses a unique name and holds a significance, you too have a unique name that resonates in the heart of your Jesus this morning. Amen? What is your name this morning? Because I know my Savior knows your name. I know He knows your name. And I know where so through what I've said now, He knows what you've come through, and He knows your name. It's a recipe for success. Amen? So all these women had two things in common. And I promise you, if you have these two things in common this morning, you are ready live a life of victory. Are you ready for this? Number one, they had a story. Who has a story this morning? And number two, they had an encounter with Jesus. Who's had an encounter with Jesus before this morning? If you have a story and you have an encounter with Jesus Christ, that's all you need to walk in victory. Amen? You see, the ministry of Jesus transformed so many women's lives. When I started looking at them, there were so many that I could use, but I just took a couple this morning that I'm going to speak about. But a woman with the issue of blood, somebody that we so often speak about, that reaches out and touches the hem of Jesus, that pushes through a crowd, that comes and says, doesn't matter what society says, I don't belong here, but you know what? Jesus is going to say I belong here. If I can just touch the hem of His garment. Amen? Jesus raises Jairus' daughter, a little girl, because the little girl's destiny was not over yet on earth. A widow witnessed her son being raised to dead in Nain. And this all has scripture references, amen? So afterwards, you're welcome to take the scriptures and go and search them out, because there are so many beautiful jewels and promises in every scripture. Jesus also healed a woman crippled for 18 years on the Sabbath. Jesus loves women. Amen. Amen? Jesus loves women. And in John 8, we actually see that Jesus defends a woman that was caught in adultery. And He says, neither do I condemn you. Jesus loves women. You know, through God's favor, Elizabeth. So I'm going to take just a couple of ladies and talk about them. And I'll show you what I'm going to bring through this morning, but just bear with me. Through God's favor, Elizabeth, despite being barren for many years, becomes pregnant. And she's pregnant with John the Baptist. Amen. In her old age. You see, her baby leapt in her womb when Mary visited her. And the Lord filled her with the Holy Spirit. When you have an encounter with Jesus, it comes with the Holy Spirit. Amen. When Elizabeth saw Mary pregnant with Jesus, she declared five profound words. And this is the basis of my sermon today. She said, blessed is she who believed that the Lord would fulfill his promise to her. You see, the New Living Translation says, you are blessed because you believed that the Lord would do what he said. Can I hear an amen? Amen. You know, ladies, when we get a fire in our souls, if we get a fire in our bellies to do something for Jesus, or we get a concept, or we understand a truth that comes from God, something changes on the inside of us. Amen? And when I say to you, from the Amplified Bible, it says, and blessed, fortunate, and favored by God, yes, you are favored by God, is she who blessed and confidently trusted that there would be a fulfillment of the things that were spoken to her by the angels sent from the Lord. What can you say? Amen. Amen. Because somewhere you're going to say, amen, so be it. Or you're going to say, amen, no, amen, not be it. Amen. You see, the contemporary English version says, the Lord has blessed you because you believed that he would keep his promise. The Lord has blessed you because you have believed that he will keep his promise. Amen. Do you believe that God will bless you? Do you believe he'll keep his promise? Amen. So Mary comes to Elizabeth, and Elizabeth is pregnant with John. And Mary responds with one of the most beautiful prayers ever that I think a woman has ever prayed. She says, my soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, for he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is his name. His mercy extends to those who fear him from generation to generation. He has performed mighty deeds with his arm. He has scattered those who are proud in their innermost thoughts. God hates a proud person. He has brought down rulers from their thrones, but has lifted up the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things, but he has sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel, remembering to be merciful to Abraham and his descendants forever, just as he promised our ancestors. Blessed is she who believed that the Lord would fulfill the promise to her. Blessed is she who believes that God will fulfill the promise to her. If you take home this one sentence today, I've done my work. Amen. I've done my work. Ladies, can you say, blessed is she who believed that her God would fulfill his promise to her? Let's take another lady in the Bible, Leah. We often don't speak about Leah. She felt unloved and unseen. Some of us feel unloved and unseen. Amen. She started to see her worth in the Lord so much different later in her life. But Jacob actually loved Rachel more than her. You know the story of Jacob and Rachel? And he worked many years for Rachel, and when he wanted to marry Rachel, he landed up with Leah first, because Uncle Jacob decided Leah needs to get married first. Are you with me? So Jacob wakes up and he has Leah, and he doesn't really love her very much because his favorite is Rachel. Amen. But her inside, her core starts changing when she starts seeing what her God is. So in her lifetime, she has different children. And as she names her children, we see how the inside of her way of thinking changes. So her first child was called Reuben, which means the Lord has seen my misery. The Lord has seen my misery. Her second child, Simeon, which means the Lord heard that I'm unloved. her third child, Levi, meaning now at last my husband will become attached to me. Her fourth child, Judah, meaning this time I will praise the Lord. Amen. Do you see how her attention changes on her fourth child? She says, this time I will praise the Lord. And her fifth child, she calls him Issachar, and she goes, God has rewarded me. Because now her focus is on God, and she wants the approval of God. She doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what the approval of man is. The approval of God is what she longs for. Amen. Her sixth child is Zebulun, and she says, God has now presented me with a precious gift. Amen. So Leah takes this journey, and she starts out feeling unloved and unseen. But in the journey of having all these children, she discovers her worth in Jesus Christ. Amen. If your story is a little bit like Leah's story, I want to tell you your worth is in Jesus Christ. Blessed is she who believed her worth was in God. And if he loved her and accepted her, that was enough. Amen. If he loves you and accepts you, ladies, that is enough. Let me take maybe two more ladies. Deborah, one of my favorite judges, one of the only lady judges in the Bible. I mean, female judges in Israel. She leads Israel into a battle and achieves victory through faith in her God. Her worship took the form of a powerful song in Judges 5. Take the time to go read Judges 5 and see what Deborah sang in that time. Blessed is she who believed that God would give her the victory in battle. I want to tell you, every person in this building, every lady that goes to battle every day, the God that is with Leah is the God that was with you. The God that was with Mary and Elizabeth is the God that is with you. He doesn't change. He did not change. He has never changed. And he's never going to change. Amen? You see, when the sinful woman wept over Jesus' feet, we all love these stories so much. An expression of repentance and worship. Jesus changed her life forever. That means that nobody here can sin bad enough that Jesus would not forgive you. Whatever you have done, it's okay. Just come to Jesus. Amen? Come to Jesus. His arms are ready for you. She pours out her expensive perfume on Jesus' feet. And Jesus forgives her and he says, your faith has saved you. Go in peace. I want to tell you this morning, if you come before Jesus today and you pour out your oil on his feet and you say, Lord, I'm sorry. I've sometimes fallen. You know, us ladies, we want to be perfect, but we're not always that perfect. Amen. We can come before Jesus and Jesus can say, blessed are you. Go in peace. Amen. Can I say, blessed is she who believed the words of peace that Jesus spoke over her? Blessed is she who believed the words of peace that Jesus spoke over her. You see, today, blessed is she who believes that the Lord will fulfill his promise to her. Amen? Ladies, do you believe God will fulfill his promise to you? Can I say, blessed is the mother changing her baby's nappies who believes that God is her strength? Amen? Can I get a little bit personal with ladies this morning? Can I say, blessed is the CEO in the boardroom addressing her staff in confidence, knowing that God is her wisdom? Can I say, blessed are the teachers in the classroom who teach children and also the chefs in the kitchen? No, your amen is going down, ladies. Amen. Amen. Can I say, blessed is the waitress serving a table who believes God has seen her? Can I say, blessed is the student pursuing her degree who believes God is giving her understanding and wisdom? Amen. Can I say, blessed are the doctors in the house who are trusting God for a diagnosis and direction with every patient? Can I say, blessed are the nail technicians and the pianists and the drummers and the makeup artists? Amen? Amen? Can I say, blessed are the florists who place every flower perfectly by the help of the Holy Spirit? Amen? Can I say, blessed are the mommies who stay up with their babies all night and then drop their children off at school? Amen? Can I say blessed are the psychologists and the counselors in the building who counsel for hours, trusting for direction from the throne room of God? Can I say blessed are all the introverts? Who's the introvert in the building? Can I say blessed are all the extroverts? Okay. And can I say blessed are those that don't know? And can I say blessed are those that are a little bit of both? Amen. Amen. Can I say blessed are the nurses, the architects, the hairstylists, and the engineers in the building? Amen. Can I say blessed are those that arrange travel arrangements for people in the building? Amen. Blessed is she who stands tall, who are maybe a little bit shorter, or something in between. Amen. Blessed is she who believes from the age of 0 to the age of 120. Amen. Blessed is she who chooses to believe what God has said about her. Amen. And if I haven't mentioned your occupation is in between all of that. Amen. I can even say blessed are the pastors who do their best for their sheep. Amen. Blessed is she who believes that God would keep his promise. You see, she's empowered and anchored in godly principles. She's wise. She's intentional. She's empowered and she's anchored in godly principles. She's wise, she's intentional, and she lives a life of purpose. When you know the voice of your God, you can live a life of purpose. And you can be blessed and blooming, even if it looks a little gray outside. Because whether we have our lashes on or our hair is a little bit frizzy, the nature of God doesn't change. And he still thinks you're adorable. Amen? Blessed is she who is not shaken by what other people think. Blessed is she who is not shaken by what other people think. That's a big one. Or impressed by what the world offers. Blessed is she who believed that her God would keep his promises. She does not measure her worth through comparison. And does not try to fit in a mold not made for her. It's a little bit of a different sermon today, church. I'm reminding you who God made you to be. She does not lead by demanding any attention, but by offering vision. Amen. When we work with our children, when we work with our families, we offer vision. She does not seek a shortcut, but she pursues the ways of God. She prioritizes her time with Jesus. Amen. She prioritizes her time in the Word. She prioritizes her time with her family. Amen. Blessed is she who believed that her God would keep his promises. She walks into a room and finds her strength from God. Do we have some godly women in the house today? Amen. She trusts the heart, hand, and timing of God. She knows the voice and direction of her God, and she relies on the quiet strength of her God. You know when you walk into a room and your quiet strength is just God? Blessed is she who believed that God would keep his promises. She aligns her decisions with truth, and she directs and the direction of heaven. She doesn't need applause because her self-worth is rooted in Jesus. Amen? We don't need applause because our Jesus loves us and he thinks we're amazing and that is okay. Amen? She processes from the inside out and has a connection and dependence on the one who made her. You have inside of you truths written from your time with Jesus. You have to write those truths, ladies. You have to take time to hear what God says about you. You have to take time to choose to believe what God says about you. you have to take time to believe what God has for you. If you don't take time, we have nothing written to go back on. Amen. Because the world will write on your wall any day. The world will write on your truth any day. But the one that holds the pen in the world is not Jesus Christ. You want Jesus Christ to take the pen and write on your wall. Blessed is she who believes in the dead of the night quietly. Blessed is she when she's on her knees, outstretched hands, expectantly. Blessed is she who believes that her God is able to do what he says he will do.
Thanks for listening. Visit www.hoc.org.za to learn more. Household of Christ, loving God, loving people.